Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to look to you for your word and for you to illumine your word that we may know you and to know your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to begin by asking, what are you most passionate about? For me, like most Singaporeans, I'm passionate about food, but maybe I'm just a little bit more extreme. I remember once my family and I, we drove 10 hours all the way to Ipoh in Malaysia for Ipoh Hor Fun. And for those who have been to Ipoh, you will know that it is worth it. And we may have different passions in life. Some of us are passionate about sports. Some of us are passionate about certain hobbies. But I want to ask, are we passionate about the Word of God? It is worrying, in the recent survey, a report found that in the last decade, 35.8% of believers have stopped reading their Bible. And this is alarming, and this is something that we should be concerned about. R.C. Sproul, a theologian and pastor, said, "We fear in our duty to study God's Word, not so much because it is difficult to understand, not so much because it is dull and boring, but because it is work, hard work." And for many of us, I think we can confess that we will find that reading the Bible is hard work. But we need to ask the question, why is the Word of God so important for us as believers of Christ? Firstly, we are told that the Word of God is to guide us. In Psalm 119, verse 9, a question was asked, how can a young man keep his way pure? And the psalmist answered, it is by guarding it according to God's word. And in Psalm 119, again, in verse 105, we are told that God's word is a lamp. It's like a light that shines forth the path for us. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we are also told in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, that God's word was given to us to train us to become authentic disciples of Jesus Christ. All scriptures is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And now we need to ask the question, how can we reverse the trend of the past where we are perhaps lazy and tired of reading God's word in order to build a deeper life in Christ? I want to suggest two things. Firstly, from our passage, Nehemiah chapter 8, we need to prioritize the word. And you will see from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, that the people of God have prioritized the word of God, not because they have nothing better to do, because you will see that when we come to chapter 8, they had already completed the rebuilding of the walls. At the end of chapter 6, we were told the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days. Now, they have completed the rebuilding the walls and they could put their time to better use, perhaps to rebuild their house or maybe to get into some form of small businesses so that they can have income and to put food on the table. But instead, they chose to prioritize what was important. Chapter 8, verse 1 tells us the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses. For what purpose? To read it, obviously, and so that they may know the word of God. And we also see when we come to verse 3 that the people were committed to knowing the word of God. And when Ezra read from the word of God facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday. And the Hebrew text very clearly that tells us early morning means the break of dawn. And so Ezra was reading the Word of God for more than 6 hours from the break of dawn until midday. And can you imagine, my friends, for me to preach to you for the next 6 or more hours? And the ears of the people were attentive to the book of the law. They were paying attention because they want to know the Word of God. And I want to suggest to you, my dear friends, in the season that we are in, as we determine to build a deeper life in Christ, we need to cultivate the habit of reading and memorizing the Word of God. Again, back to Psalm 119 in verse 11, we are told, the psalmist suggested that he has stored up God's Word in his heart that he might not sin against God. Friends, when we store up God's Word in our hearts, we learn to walk by the way of God. I want to share with you a story. And you can see in this picture, the man in white in front of the group of people, a picture that was taken in Nepal. His name is Pastor Dam Tamang. I met him a couple of years ago, and I was always very impressed that in the service or in the context of a small group, he always have a Bible in his hand, and he's always so ready to bring God's Word. Now, what I did not know was that he was illiterate. He couldn't read even basic Nepali. But how could he had rattled off God's Word when he was much younger? A missionary had discipled him, and when he was determined to follow Christ, he wanted to know God's Word so much that he began to memorize God's Word. Dam Tamang has by now memorized all 150 Psalms. My dear friends, I want to encourage us that it is possible for many of us to cultivate this habit of reading and memorizing God's Word. And secondly, we need to practice the truth. In order to reverse the trend that we are in, not only do we need to read God's Word, we need to practice the truth. And we will see that in the following verses, from verses 5 to 8, Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. And the Levites who were helping Ezra were helping the people to understand the Word of God. And while the people continued to listen to the Word of God being unpacked, we see that the people understood the reading. My friends, the people were not merely hearers of the Word, but they were also doers of the Word of God. In verses 28 to 29, we see when they heard the Word of God being unpacked and taught, they were determined to walk in God's law. In fact, they went to an extent to invoke a curse upon themselves. What that means is simply they decided that, you know, to make a vow to say, you know, I will follow God's Word. Otherwise, I am at the disposal of the judgment of God. And we see also in verse 29 that they were determined to observe and to do all the commandments of the Lord, of our God, and His rules and His statutes. The outcome of the people of God who reads the Word and knows the Word and practice the Word of God is a transformed life. And we see that in Nehemiah chapter 13, the people of God went to the extent to make hard decisions in order to live right with God. In verse 3 of chapter 13, we are told, as soon as the people heard the law, they separated themselves from Israel, all those of foreign descent. My dear friends, they made the hard decisions to follow God. And likewise for many of us, we need to make this hard decision as we begin to know the Word of God. We need to make this hard decision to follow Christ in order to live right with God. I want to share with you another story, a story of a friend whom I got to know, and we have since become good friends, and I have his permission to share his story. Tita Tapa grew up in a very rich family in Nepal. But when at a young age, he lost his father very suddenly. And overnight, his world was turned upside down. And as a young man, he was destined to inherit everything from the father. But at the age of 16, someone had passed him a Bible. And at that very young age, as he was reading the scripture, the Bible, he began to find the answer to life. At that young, tender age, he had made a commitment and decision to follow Christ. But that cost him everything. He was being chased out of his family. He was beaten. He was never allowed to return to his home. And in fact, for a number of years, he had to beg in the street. He was treated that way because, for many, he had betrayed his tradition, his culture, he had betrayed his family. But Tita Tapa, as he was determined to follow Christ, he was also determined to serve God. And the opportunity came for him to pursue his theological education overseas and later on to equip himself so that he could serve his community. Tita today is already in his mid-60s and he has done a lot for the community in Nepal. In fact, he's running 3 hospitals in the country offering free treatment for the people. That everyone may receive medical help free of charge. And when I asked Tita Tapa, had he ever regretted the decisions that he made, he said this to me: in the eyes of men, I was most foolish in making all the wrong choices in life. Truth is, God has guided me to make all the right choices. I have found the true meaning of life, and I'm living the most fulfilled and meaningful life on earth. What a blessing, my dear friends, when we are determined to follow Christ as we are guided by the Word of God. I also want to, perhaps at this moment, share some of my concern. And you know, my friends, technology has shaped the way we study and understand the Word of God. Now, understand me. I'm not against technology. In fact, I'm a frequent user of technology. But technology has a way of shaping and forming the way we think because we are dependent on what we find and what's provided in the internet. The late J.I. Packer said, we often approach Scripture with minds already formed by someone's opinion. It is hard even to begin to realize how these opinions have molded us. It's true, isn't it? Whenever we want to study a subject from the Scripture, the very first thing that we do today is not to turn to the Bible, but rather to turn to the internet. My friends, perhaps it's time for us to go back to the Word of God. Our Lord Jesus also warned us from Matthew chapter 7 to watch out for false prophets. And today, we know that many of these false prophets may not be coming to us in person, but they may be coming to us through the technology that we have access to. And so our Lord Jesus says that they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. But how can we tell the truth? How can we tell the truth unless we ourselves know the truth of God through the Scripture? I want to suggest to you two things. One of which is, of course, our DCBS courses, our Diocesan Certificates of Biblical Studies that's being run in St. Andrew Cathedral over Zoom, run by Deaconess Grace and her team. Many have been blessed. Many have been blessed by the teaching of God through the instructors, and many are taking exams, and many are also taking more courses as they are being provided. I want to encourage you to go deeper by knowing the Word of God through DCBS that is being provided for you, for everyone in the community. And it will be something that will be really enriching. And the other thing that we are working on is to provide you with an annual Bible reading plan. This reading plan will be made available on our website for you to download. And this reading plan will allow you to read through the Bible cover to cover in one whole year. I want to challenge you. Let's do this together as a community to know the Word of God. And my hope for us, for Cathedral, is for us to be a community who knows the Word and who lives out the Word of God for His glory. Please join me as we look to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have given us your precious Word to guide us, to form us, to train us to be disciples of Christ. Help us this day to renew our commitment and ignite our passion to go back to the Word of God, so that we may know you and to live our life for the glory of Christ, our Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen.